Welcome to Cleveland Browns Today. Nathan Zagura with you here in Berea as the Browns prepare for the Steelers in week number one to open the 2014 season. The 53-man roster has been set by General Manager Ray Farmer, and at the wide receiver position, the Browns have opted to go with five players. Miles Austin, Andrew Hawkins, Travis Benjamin, and the star of training camp, Taylor Gabriel. And a new addition, Laron Bird, 6'4", 220 pounds, runs a 4.37 40. Bird joins the Browns after spending 2 years with Arizona and this preseason with the Dallas Cowboys. He's 6'4", 220 pounds, runs a 4.37 40 from the U. Bird had a very strong preseason with 7 catches for 103 yards, including a beautiful 27-yard touchdown against the Miami Dolphins. Bird's now here, and he's eager to get to work.
You know, I'm coming here 110% every day. I'm a blue-collar guy. Been like that since I've been started playing ball. I'm coming here with my hard-hat lunch pail every day. You know, I'm going to come here, learn the playbook, you know, bust my tail off, and wherever that takes me, hopefully it turns to wins on the field, and hopefully it turns to good production.
One other note about the Browns' 53-man roster is that they have 12 defensive backs, 7 corners, and 5 safeties. And the leader of that defensive backfield, Joe Hayden, talked about the group.
Everybody that we have that's out there is game ready. You know, they've been proving themselves, and everybody, the competition and just the skill set, everybody would be able to help if they were out there.
In addition to getting Hayden back for the season opener, the Browns will also get his running buddy, Buster Skrine. Returning from a thumb injury, he'll be ready to go against the Steelers and is eager to get on the field and get to work in week number one.
Well, I'm definitely pumped to get back out there, rivalry game, first game in the division. So this is a big game for the team. We want to set the tone with it.
We're certainly glad Buster will be back on the field for week number one. But I'm even happier to be standing right next to my guy right here, Vic Carucci, my co-host on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, 1-3 every day. Now, Vic, this defense has its hands full because Ben Roethlisberger can extend plays better than any quarterback in the National Football League.
And that's really where it starts, Nathan. I mean, we know the story about Big Ben being as large as he is, being able to fend off the defenders, swatting them away sometimes like so many mosquitoes. But he's also a guy who's working in a more upbeat offense. This is what Todd Haley has brought to the Steelers. So that pace, that tempo is going to be a challenge for the Browns defense.
It certainly is. And he has some nice weapons at his disposal. Antonio Brown, Marcus Wheaton. They bring in Lance Moore and Darius Hayward Bay. And he's got a reliable tight end in Heath Miller.
He does. And if they can get their running game going, and I mean, that's always the foundation there. But you mentioned those receivers and Roethlisberger's experience, his savvy. He knows what this Browns defense is all about. He knows all about Joe Hayden. He's going to learn about some of the other newer players, but that's the key here. He's playing at home, and I think for the debut of this offense, they're going to want to put up some points. They're going to want to really show the rest of the NFL how explosive they can be.
The Browns want to change their fortunes in Pittsburgh, so what does this defense have to do to get that done?
Well, number one, it has to do what Mike Pettine's defense is supposed to do, get pressure on the quarterback, really bring it. And I mean, that's the key. We saw this team, his defense produced 57 sacks last year in Buffalo. It's got to be all that and more for this Browns team.
Absolutely. Vic, thank you so much. Folks, for all the latest news, keep it tuned here to ClevelandBrowns.com. And that'll do it for today's edition of Cleveland Browns Today.